This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. For generations, young people have been at the forefront of social activism. In the week since George Floyd died at the hands of police officers in Minneapolis, Generation Z has reshaped what social activism looks like, especially in the middle of a pandemic. They're using social media to make their voices heard. WLRN interns and Gen Zers Natalia Clement and Amber Amortigi bring us some of those voices.
Gen Zers have been surrounded by social media for most of their lives, so they're well equipped to amplify their voices and create urgent change. And it's not just for the likes.
I hope to have kids one day. You know, obviously my kids are going to look like me. So I definitely wouldn't want my kids growing up in a world like this. I have a little brother who I got to think about. You know, I got to think about his future.
Jamal Noel is the president of the Black Student Union at Nova Southeastern University. He says nowadays there's no excuse to ignore racial injustice in America.
Back then, right, someone could easily say, well, I'm not aware because I don't like to read, right? Because maybe that's where you got your information from, the paper, and people could dismiss it. But who doesn't have Instagram, right? Who doesn't have YouTube? Who doesn't have Facebook? Who doesn't have Twitter?
Many young people are marching and demonstrating, but there are some who don't feel comfortable doing that during a pandemic.
Raquel Lewis thinks she might have had COVID-19. So out of concern for others, she's moved to protesting online.
What I've noticed is that when I do it, more people are viewing my story on Instagram or retweeting my tweets. When they're doing that, they're like, oh, I can also help out. And they post usually the same stuff I post to spread more awareness.
But also, speaking out online makes you vulnerable to people who disagree with you.
People thought I was bullying white people, and that's really not the case. It would just be posts simple like, hey, what you can do as an ally. Then it's like, oh, delete it, get rid of it, report. And my account has been reported.
Raquel says her parents taught her at an early age to agree with people in order to maintain her safety.
Because if you disagree, then you have someone following you home. If you disagree, someone's going to fight you on the spot. So it's just complying with people and hopefully being able to get out of that situation.
Raquel isn't letting backlash online stop her from voicing her concerns as a young Black woman.
When it came down to Toyin Salau, she was 19 years old and I'm 20 years old, and this happened in Florida. So it felt even closer to home that this Black woman was killed for fighting for Black lives and speaking out about sexual assault.
Toyin Salau was a Black protester who was kidnapped and killed in Tallahassee in June. Raquel found out about her death online. She says Generation Z trusts social media more as a news source than traditional outlets.
It just shows more raw coverage, what's actually happening. Most news anchors won't show everything that's happening, being that you have a limited amount of time.
I don't really watch the news a lot, but I'm always scrolling through different social media sites. So that's my way of kind of getting informed.
Natalia Gonzalez grew up learning about activism movements, but she never expected to be part of one.
This is going to be in history books. Are my children going to ask about it? And am I going to be able to say I did something? Or am I going to have to say that I sat around and didn't do anything?
Like many Gen Zers, Natalia is educating her friends and family on how their words can hurt others.
So now when I'm at conversations and somebody says something that I know probably shouldn't be said or could be taken the wrong way, I feel like I have the knowledge to be able to tell them, hey, this is what should be said and this is how it should be said.
Natalia lives with a family member who has a compromised immune system, so she can't go to protest. But she uses social media to post petitions and email templates to contact local government officials.
I may only be speaking to a couple hundred people that I have on my Instagram, and maybe all of them aren't even reading or listening. There's nothing else I can do. So in my way, I'm making a difference.
And she hopes her generation's activism lives on.
Let's not let it just be social media posts and petitions and protests, but let it be conversations we have. Let it change the way that we do our everyday lives.
I'm Amber Amortigi in Pompano Beach.
And I'm Natalia Clement in Miami.
And this is WLRN News.